line in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Basa B'Cholav. Last time we had discussed the halachos of Maris Ayin. The Mechaber continues with another halacha, which is a very interesting halacha. I remember when I became, Baruch Hashem, a father, I didn't know these halachas. And it came up. What's the status of breast milk? Nowadays, at Baruch Hashem, we're able to, this comes up because we're able to freeze breast milk. So sometimes a mother will pump milk for her child, and then the milk would be there. And what happens if the milk mixes, does it make basar v'chalav? Is it nisa d'oraisa? Is it nisa d'rabbanan? What's the story? So the answer is the following. Chalav isha, milk from a woman, is not an nisa d'oraisa. It's lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo. It's only animal's milk. And even animals, we saw that there are some exceptions, although it doesn't only mean a gedi, the Mechaber says in Sif Beis. So the Mechaber in Sif Dalet, in Simen Pei Zayin, says that it's an Isur Midrabanan to cook with Chalev Isha because of Maris Ayin. Just like we got through beforehand, talking about Maris Ayin, if you're drinking almond milk with meat, there will be a problem. And we said, even Bizman Hazeh, it's probably better not to drink the creamer, the non-dairy creamer, when you're eating fleishiks, because that would also be a problem. But we said right after fleishiks is acceptable. That was a previous year. So similarly, the halach over here is that even though there's a gzera midrabanan of marisayin, nevertheless, we have a heter. Also, Levashel says in Mechaber in Siv Dalet, v'chalev isha mipnei marisayin, v'im nofal etoch hatav shel batel v'ein tzara shir. We all know that if a drop of milk falls into meat, so then if there's the tam of the milk, then it's basar v'chalev d'oraisa. What happens if it's less than shishim? So Chazal tell us 60 times meat to milk is bata. So if it's more than there's more than shishim of the meat to the milk, it's going to be bata. What happens if a little bit of breast milk falls in? So then in such a case, then it's bata even if it's less than shishim. As long as it's not obvious that there's milk inside, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Now, someone once asked me a shiloh that's connected to this, that I was ochet to ask from him, as I learned from him this halacha, and that is, what about washing a baby bottle with breast milk in the afleishiga sink? So here, Rav Nevinzal said, l'chura would be mutter, that the mechaber is only machmir l'chatchila l'vashel to mamish kuf b'chalev isha. But if there are just some dirty plates in such a case, then he didn't think that there would be a problem of Marasayin, and that would be Mutter. In Siv Vav, the Mechaber tells us some important exceptions to the rules of Bishul. We know that the Torah tells us that it's Asur min HaTorah to cook meat and milk together. Lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo, said three times. We learned in the beginning of the Simen. That means that there's an Isur D'oraisa to cook meat and milk together. What happens if you don't cook in the normal manner? So says the Mechaber in Sif Vav, Hame'ushan, someone who steams, he cooks the meat and milk together through steam. Or, V'amevushal b'chamei Tveria, there used to be very hot springs. I think there are still springs in Tveria to this day. But in those days, there were very hot springs. So then in such a case, that is not, ein lokin alav, that is not an Isur D'oraisa. Now, to this day, there is a very famous machlokis between Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal in regards to cooking with a microwave. This comes up for soldiers who protect us here in Arzenu Akdosha, that what happens on Shabbos, is it the same thing? If food needs to be heated up, every once in a while, there are times that it's mutter to ask a Gentile to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. Is it preferable to have food cooked up through a microwave as opposed to through fire? So Rav Moshe Feinstein comes out and says a microwave is no different, halacha lemaisa, than fire itself. Because he points out that the Gemara seems to say that the reason why Chamei Tveria is not an Isur D'oraisa, Gemara, I think, on Lamed Tes and Masechet Shabbos, the reason why it's not an Isur D'oraisa is because ein derech bishulo b'kach. That's not the normal way to cook. To go to a spa and then to cook a to put your frying pan over the spa, that's not how people cook, even if the water is very hot. Says Ramesha, but if it's ain't derech bishulo bekach today, it's derech bishul to cook it with the microwave. And therefore Ramesha says there's no difference min haTorah between cooking on Shabbos with a microwave or not. However, here in Eretz Yisrael, there are times that Poskim will be more lenient based on the position of Shlomo Zalman Orbach and his Chuvas and Simon Yud Beis. Rav Shlomo Zalman paskins that when it comes to bishul on Shabbos, the Isser D'Oraisa is only with fire itself. And therefore a microwave would not constitute an Isser D'Oraisa of bishul. Rav Shlomo Zalman then concludes, in that tshuva, mentions, and he's not sure if the same applies to basar b'chalav. Would the same rule, that the only time it's an Isser D'Oraisa is specifically through fire, or even when it comes to basar b'chalav, a microwave would only be an Isser D'Rabbanan, not an Isser D'Oraisa. You'll say to me, Rebbe, l'may nachkamina, it's aser. So we had a nachkamina. What happens if it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan? We learned in the Mechaber that it's mutter bahana. The Torah says three isurim of basa b'chalav. You're not allowed to cook it, you're not allowed to eat it, and you're not allowed to get hana from it. If it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan, we learned in Siv Aleph, then in such a case, halach is you're allowed to get hanah. So the nafkamina is, for sure, it's aser to eat food that was cooked in a basar b'chalav, is cooked in a microwave, but are you allowed to give it away to a Gentile? Are you allowed to sell it? And so on. That would be a technical nafkamina. I asked Rav Nenzal that Rav Shlomo Zalman did not say the feirish, that's the same halacha hilchos Shabbos, that's mutter. He just says yesh lodum. Some people say over that automatically it's going to be mutter, it's not going to be nisir d'oraisa according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's not clear to me that Rav Shlomo Zalman came out that way, the chumra. Last topic, we have a fascinating Ramah. Some of you don't have the Ramah inside, so I will just read one case of the Ramah. Anyhow, it's getting late. And we'll continue tomorrow. Hopefully everybody will have a copy of this Ramah. The Ramah writes, in your edition, it's the second column where the Ramah introduces the following. First word on the line is Ba'orech. Second column, about 10 lines in. Yesh Omrim. The Aser Lachdos Ha'esh Tachas Kedera Shel Gad. That it's prohibited to stoke the coals under a oven of a Gentile. Now, this was very, very common in the time of the Ramah. What was extremely common was that there were people who would go to a hotel. And in the hotel, think about a Best Western. So, nowadays, what do we share in a Best Western? Everybody shares an ice box, right? So you have a lot of people that throw in they'll take ice, and they'll also put in their water bottle for tomorrow, Jews, Gentiles, and so on. So that's not a problem. It's just an ice box. What happens in those days, they had a general oven, and everybody would put their food in the oven, even Jewish people with non-Jewish people. How can you do such a thing? The answer is, if it's covered, it's fine. And Rabosai, where does it happen everywhere? Where does it happen? Airplanes, very good. In airplanes, yes. That's why they have these. It's impossible to open those things, right? Yeah. So they have this triple, four-pull cover, and you need a hatchet to open it. So the reason that's done is because that there's non-kosher food as well in that oven. So we still have that today on the airplanes. So says Rama like this: the osur. Lachdos ha'esh tachas kedera shel goy, lefi shem mevushalim behem pamim chalav, pamim basar. If you have a pot of a Gentile that was used at times for meat and milk, v'amechate tachas kedera shelem, bolidei bishul basar b'chalav. So he says you have to be careful. If you're stoking the coals, you might come lidei bishul basar b'chalav. So this is a big, big dion in the poskim. On the one hand, you know for sure that you're going to be heating up food. And if the guy has food in the oven, so then in such a case, then it's for sure that you're going to come to cook it. What's that called? My intention was not to cook up the guy's thing. My intention was to cook up the kosher thing. It's what's called a psik resha. It's a dover shein miskan. It's not my intention, but it's inevitable that I'm going to cook up his things. Well, what's the tzad to be makel? The Rama ultimately says in all of these cases that we're going to discuss that there's room to be makel. Explains Rabbi Akiva Eger in a masu mata, give and take, whether he accepts the Rama. He says over here, this is not a classic psik resha. This is a suffix psik resha. We're not sure if there's basar b'chalav here, which would mean that if you know there's basar b'chalav over here, so then in such a case, Rabosai, it's a shaila. You have to be careful. You have to be careful if you're in a public place where there is basar b'chalav and the basar b'chalav has not been cooked before. In such a case, then you have a shaila in the Isur Daraisa, bishul basar b'chalav. The only thing over here is it's a safek. And this is a big, big deal in Hilchos Shabbos. What happens? You have a suffix on a psik resha. That's a contradiction in terms? No. You're not sure if the Yisr is here. The cases that the Taz discusses in Simen Shin Tes Zayin, it's easy to remember, Taz, Shin Tes Zayin, one of the most famous Tazes in Hilchos Shabbos, that if you have a suffix whether there are flies inside a box, are you allowed to close the box that you're going to trap the flies? So the Taz has a whole deal, and the Taz says it's not a psik resha. And the reason why it's not a psik resha, he says, is because it's a suffix whether there are flies in here. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that's what seems to be in the case of the Rama as well. There's a suffix of whether that's going to happen. So how does the Rama come out over here? The Rama seems to say that a suffix psik resha, you should be machmir. It seems lichat chila, he quotes some Rishonim or Machmir, and many discuss this Rama in the context of Hilchos Shabbos as well. Bottom line, what emerges for Halacha L'maaseh, bottom line, is that a person has to be careful when heating up, even in a microwave. That person has to be careful about heating up to make sure that they're not cooking basar b'chalav, even if the basar b'chalav is not theirs. Because whether it belongs to you or not, you do have the Yisur D'oraisa of basar b'chalav. Thank you.